Members of the senior executive service have been invited to a meeting with the president, Barack Obama, or at least a few thousand of you have been invited. I discussed this and other developments this week with Federal News Radio's web manager, Julia Ziegler.
SESers, and we should also say senior level managers as well, not just those in the senior executive service, have been invited to a meeting with the president, and that meeting will happen on December 9th. And what we do know about this meeting so far is it is first come, first serve. So registration opened on Tuesday. As of Wednesday afternoon, Thursday morning, about 1,000 had already RSVP'd. It's unclear what the cutoff is going to be, but we have been told it's a big space. So how many people they can actually fit into this room for the meeting with the president is unclear at this point. But I think they're probably going to want to fit as many people in there as they possibly can.
Well, there are about 45,000 members of the senior executive service alone. They could rent Nationals Park.
Yeah.
And talk over the Jumbotron.
I was going to say, it'd be a little cold, though, if they're sitting outside.
I'm just going to hazard a guess here, because they're not saying because of security purposes, but I bet you it's at the Gaylord National Conference, you know, the National Harbor Conference Center. That has rooms that can easily seat 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 people. And with Jumbotrons, you know, down the line there, you can get a pretty close-up look. I have been to a presidential presentation in one of those rooms, and it works pretty well. So, and the security is proper because the president's been there regularly. So I'm just a guess, but it might be there.
That's a good guess. That's a good guess.
Or if they do FedEx Field, you could bring your spouse.
So I think, you know, there's a lot of questions and comments going on around why now, Tom. You know, it's we're into year, what are we in? Year six of the president's term, of the president's presidency. And yet this is the first time when he'll be meeting with the senior executive service on this kind of level. Now, George H.W. Bush met with the senior executive service early in his first term, and President George W. Bush met with SESers twice during his presidency. We should mention that President Bill Clinton did not meet with SESers at all during his term. Now, of course, that was the last time there was a government shutdown as well, and also during a time of contraction for the federal workforce. So I'm not sure that SESers would have necessarily wanted to meet with Bill Clinton at that time either.
It's hard to say. I think a lot of them might have wanted to, actually, because I think they did feel empowered by the reinvention of government movement that the Clinton administration launched. And I think that they had a little bit more freedom of movement and operations there than they have had now. Despite all of the talk about openness and transparency and innovation, this has been a very command and control administration.
Yeah. Well, it is a great opportunity, right? I mean, it's a great opportunity. And I was actually talking when we learned about this story yesterday. I reached out to some friends who are in the SES and said, you know, wow, are you going to this? Are you going to plan to attend? You know, have you gotten your invite? They said, yeah, and that they wanted to. And I said, you know, oh, man, this is an opportunity you can't pass up. You know, whatever you have to do in order to get in that room, you need to do it. You know, he's your boss, right? Over and above everybody else, the president is your boss. So why would you not want to take that opportunity?
And maybe they'll stream it, too. So people from the West Coast they're SESers all over the place. So they could probably stream it and they could participate online that way. That's the modern way, too.
Yeah.
But it's a good development.
Absolutely. Now, I have a question for you, Tom. If you were a member of the SES, what would be your question for the president? Now, granted, we don't know. Is there going to be a Q&A during this thing? Is it going to be just the president speaking? But if you had the opportunity as a member of the SES to be in that room, what is the question or what would you want to hear the president tell you?
Well, that's a tough one. I would not ask about pay and benefits or something parochial like that, which, you know, is of interest to everybody. But I think I would fundamentally ask him what he feels the range of discretion should be of SESers, of career high-level civil servants, relative to what the political people come in and ask them to do. And is there, would he do something toward kind of resetting that relationship, maybe? I think that's kind of been undefined. I think to some extent this happens with every administration, but the SESers feel like they're being maybe beset a little bit, or their area of proper purview is being encroached on by the political class.
Yeah.
I don't think that's unique to this administration, but it depends on what program area you're in that's of interest to that administration, too. And so it varies depending on if the left or the right, Republicans, Democrats, that changes, too. So I think that's what I would ask.
Do you think that it will help with morale? That's the other big, you know, question I think that we've been kind of playing with, and that you've we've seen people asking on the website, you know, will this, something like this happen, help with morale, you know, coming on the heels of pay freezes and the government shutdown and sequestration, you know, is it going to help?
Well, I think realistically, probably not much. I mean, when you are the president or you're any kind of high level executive, there are no throwaway lines. So he couldn't walk in and say, "Hello, all you lazy bums. Welcome to the White House meeting." That would not go over too well, even if he was kidding. So he couldn't do something like that. What would help morale better is knowledge that he went to all the political appointees and said, "Look, you've got to treat these people with more respect. They've got to be brought in more into policy discussions, not to set policy, because that's not their job, but to make sure they understand it better and tell us the implications programmatically of policy changes we might want to make." That's the kind of thing that improves morale, is the sense that he knows, the president knows, that you need to be recognized, but also that he tells the people that you really work for that they should pay more respect.
Yeah. We obviously reached out to Carol Bonacero, who is the president of the Senior Executives Association, and her reaction to the meeting was, I thought, interesting. Carol said to us, this is a direct quote, she said, "I honestly don't know why now," meaning why the meeting is happening now. "Obviously, we would have appreciated this about 5 years ago, but better late than never." She also said that she expects the president to focus on his second term management agenda, and she does hope that it has an impact on the overall morale of the SES.
So if you're an SESer and you want to go and you want to ask a question, let us know, jziegler@federalnewsradio.com.
That's right. Yeah. You know, obviously, this is a meeting for the SESers, and I'm not sure that the press is going to be invited to this one. So we'd love for anyone who does go to the meeting to reach out to us. Let us know your thoughts on it. How did it go? Obviously, we're a few weeks away from it. But yeah, just email me, jziegler@federalnewsradio.com, if you plan to attend. And obviously, we can keep your name anonymous and things like that. But we're more interested in just what goes on at the meeting behind the scenes.
And this is Julia Ziegler. She's our web manager and general spark plug here at Federal News Radio. And also, there is news about open season. It's midway through, not all that much time left.
That's right. We just wanted to remind people, you know, you've got until December 8th to go and check out all of the healthcare options and plans that are available to you. And, you know, go to opm.gov. They've got all the information there. Closes December 8th. And also, we should mention that OPM is actually going to host a federal benefits open season Google Hangout on November 24th from 11 a.m. to noon. That's Eastern time. They're going to have OPM subject matter experts available to answer questions. You know, and we've done similar things like this, too. We haven't had any Google Hangouts, but we've had some online chats, too, actually. We did one with Walt Francis. And we did one with David Snell from NARF, and they were answering everyone's questions. And we have hosted various radio shows, both on Your Turn and For Your Benefit, with open season experts over the last few weeks, and we'll continue to have experts on the next few weeks on those programs. And the great thing about those shows is that you can call in and ask your question live, and these experts, they have the answers in their brains. It's rather impressive, and they can give you answers right on the spot. And if they don't have the answer, they're very good about getting back to you with something after the fact. So I would urge people to listen to those shows. Your Turn, Wednesdays at 10 a.m. For Your Benefit, Mondays at 10 a.m. For, you know, to get some answers to your open season questions. And it really is important. You know, a lot of times people don't, you know, federal employees have a lot of options out there, and they really should take the time to make sure that they're getting the biggest bang for their buck and that they're also getting the health care coverage that they need.
And if you miss a show, they are all archived at
federalnewsradio.com.